welcome y'all to the fabulous Carolina West. I own this motherfucker, and my name is Tadal. Y'all niggas know who I am, y'all niggas tan up shit. But we got something old and something new for y'all tonight. Put your hand together for Snoop Dogg and Dog, the Dog Pound, and the fabulous Dramatics.
It's like everywhere I look and everywhere I go, I'm hearing motherfuckers trying to steal my flow. But it ain't no thing to see my nigga Coolio could be up on the game when I step through the hill.
You know, some of these niggas is so deceptive.
Before we do sports, anybody want to try to explain to me this Gorilla Glue thing? Like, I just saw a story that said some rapper, like...
Wait.
What?
Before we get to the Gorilla Glue... We have to get to the important thing. Ski.
Yep.
You're like Kevin Dillon from Entourage with the facial hair now.
Right? You like that?
I do.
Yeah.
What inspired that?
It is good.
I was just shaving. I tried to get the full goatee, and I was like, I didn't really like the look. So I went with just like the wispy fucking like trash dash with it.
I'm digging it. It's just a shock. I've never seen that look on you.
Girlfriend hates it with a passion. I mean, it's going to have to go before Valentine's Day, that's for sure.
Look, my friend, she grows accustomed to a certain lifestyle.
I know, right?
And this changes things big time.
I mean, I break this bad boy out, and it's just nothing but heat after it.
Look, my dude, what's there to not like? I mean, you got the stash, which is solid, by the way. You could just have the stash. I'm being completely sincere when I say that. Like, as somebody who has rocked a stash before, like, not a lot of people can get him to grow in like that. Obviously, King's here. But, yeah. By the way,
King could go Raleigh fingered with
it. I could. Yeah. I've had to trim that because I could definitely do the handlebar old-timey.
Yes, sir. Get some gel.
Not the look I'm going for, though.
No. I was going to say, with the curls, too, like, you could grow that out because it matches, like, the hair thing you got going, too, man.
Oh, my little hair, my little
fall curl? Down. Little curl right. At the side there?
Just starting to, just classing it up a little bit here now. With
You're laying, like, Valentine's Day groundwork. Like, I see what's happening here. This is good.
This segment brought to you by Manscaped.com. Yeah. Manscaped.com.
Have you guys seen all of the Gronk commercials for those?
I saw a couple of them.
Yeah, so like
I don't know
Gronk,
how many there are.
Gronk and his wife? Is he married?
Girlfriend. Fiance. Yeah. I was gonna say, they're like, not married. I don't
know, why would he be married? But they're like both in those commercials and they're pretty funny, like legitimately funny. I don't know, whatever. Okay, so we could go back to Gorilla Glue. I was gonna say we could go two ways with this because I do want to talk about like a little bit about Super Bowl stuff, like with Super Bowl commercials. So like we could just roll into that, but we can get back to that when we actually talk about the Super Bowl. Okay. Explain Gorilla Glue to me. Cause my understanding of it is some lady got it in her hair and then it became a challenge and some dude like tried to put it on his face with a cup. Like that's what
I mean. I think the challenge is not a real challenge. I think like 10 people did the challenge.
Okay.
He was just an idiot and actually got the cup stuck to his lip.
Okay,
but the origin—that
is 10 too many people to do this challenge.
The first story. No. You know, she hops on Instagram and says how she did it like 2 or 3 weeks ago, and you know it doesn't move, and she's taking all these showers and it doesn't work. And I'm like, wow, that sucks. And then I start thinking about it. This last week, I'm like, wait a minute. I don't believe her. Are you ready to put on the tinfoil hats?
Oh, I like it.
I don't believe this is an accident, folks.
Let's go Joe Rogan podcast here.
Because with like the 3 or 4 days, 5 days, half a week run up to when that story came out, the extremely online joke was that Matt Gaetz put Gorilla Glue in his stupid fucking hair. So my antennas went up. I was like, wait a minute. That just feels like too much of a coincidence that after that round of jokes, this woman comes out with it. And then I see she's a verified Instagrammer. Like she's got the check. And I'm like, she's lying. She did it on purpose because she knows
to get a check.
She knew that she would get
eyeballs.
She'd gain 30,000 followers. There'd be a GoFundMe, and Dr. Miami or someone in LA would do it pro bono for her, and she gets a free trip. And she did.
Yeah. Well, was it
brought
like
to LA?
It was like Beyonce's hairstylist or
yes.
something.
Yes. So the internet is it's dumb and bad.
Yeah.
And I think it's can be rather predictable because I think it's a hoax.
Well, she actually put it in her hair, though. Well,
no, I know she did, but she was like, "Oh my gosh, I ran out, and I just thought I could spray the stuff that you clearly get at a fucking hardware store."
Yeah,
and says for tile and wood.
Yeah,
that shit's not in the beauty aisle next to the other.
I just do not believe with a single ounce of my being that it was an act, like just a dumb accident. She knew that this would play online, and hey, good for her. It did. It worked out. America's dumb. We're idiots. We fell for it again.
That is like, just not knowing anything about it really. That is one of the dumbest things I've heard of a human doing. Cause like, if you know anything about, like if you've heard of Gorilla Glue or know about duct tape or Gorilla Tape, like all of these things, you know you're not supposed to put them on your body. Like that's super glue. Like it's the same shit. Like if you've ever been around super glue, you don't even want to fucking breathe that stuff. Like that shit is nasty. Let alone like putting it in all of your hair. Cause like it was in all of her head, right? It was like her
whole that's hair. That was the point that was the actual product, like is supposed to do that. I'm sure some real deep
what
like sleuths.
What trying to use?
There's some sort of other product called Gorilla something, which puts women's hair down like kind of how the Gorilla Dude did. Oof. Which, if we're being honest here, it's a great fucking product. Her hair is going to be like that
forever
and not moving an inch. The best product you can get for that purpose.
Yeah. I know this is going to be hard to see, but this is the hair product Gorilla. Not exactly resembling a Gorilla Glue.
No,
not exactly.
No. You know what Gorilla Glue's container looks like? A fucking glue container. It looks like an Elmer's glue container.
In fairness, this one that she used was an aerosol. It was an aerosol, but but still. Yeah.
Well, hang
on. To the point
hang on. I might be with her on this.
No.
Gorilla Glue makes an aerosol? Like
there's a spray.
What are they going to spray for?
Like an art project. You got a big old, the cardboard thing. Because you don't want that the S curves of Elmer's glue when you're putting up that, your family timeline from middle school.
Yeah. I just don't like the idea of Gorilla Glue being in the atmosphere. Like that sounds like a bad idea.
Inhaling some Gorilla Glue.
That's what I'm saying. Yep. I don't want it in the air. Yep.
I'm sure there's all sorts of warnings on it, like wear like a face covering, eye protection.
Of course. So they don't get sued. Like I think
there's no way they could get sued.
One of the things I did see is like their response was like, "Man, that sucks." Oh boy.
When did we lose our society of not like calling these people just idiots moving on?
I think
just, this person's an idiot. Yeah. They did something dumb.
Asking for Gorilla Glue to release a statement. I mean, like,
it's like,
yo, first of all, this bitch is stupid. Second of all, man, that sucks. Everybody else, look at this dumb bitch. Learn a lesson and don't do this.
Can we go into
end of statement?
Is there any way they're playing chess? Like Gorilla Glue is playing chess. Do you think they might have set this whole thing up? I mean, maybe Gorilla Glue threw this chick some money to do this fucking dumb thing.
Hey, there you go, genius. Mm. I mean, you ain't gonna spend money on a Super Bowl commercial,
right? Hey, somewhere. There you go. This is way more eyes have been on this than anyone was watching the Super Bowl because that game was awful.
I will say, man, like as someone who has used Gorilla tape, like for a while, that shit is legit. Like duct tape is dead. Like as far as I'm concerned, duct tape is dead. Like Gorilla tape is it. If anybody needs anything like that, as I used to, I used to work promotions and stuff at my old job, and like a lot of the things I was like,
shit had to be held in place, and that stuff did it. By the way, Gorilla Tape sponsored the podcast.
I was gonna say, man, we're up for it.
I'll make a personal statement. We just did. Oh man. Okay. Shall we get into Super Bowl? I guess.
I mean, I guess.
Do you guys? I forget. Do you guys watch Mandalorian? No.
No.
I watched the first season. I still haven't started the second.
All right, then we can skip the Gina Carano stuff. Like, long story short, one of the main characters got like booted by Lucasfilm from everything Star Wars because she went online and said Republicans are being treated like the Jews during the Holocaust. After being warned not to say stuff online that was stupid. She's hella QAnon, so you know.
She threw away tens of millions of dollars.
She did. They said after they announced that she was fired that she was going to get her own spin-off show.
Imagine jeopardizing Lucasfilm royalty money. What are you doing?
With a tweet, dude.
Good God.
By the way, talk about a theme to start off the podcast.
I was gonna say, is there just holy stupid, shit, just another stupid people doing stupid things?
Wow,
it's like
it is staggering. I'm glad you brought that up. Like the amount of money she just fucked herself out of with a tweet.
Yeah.
Oh man, and like it was fucked because like her character was kind of like this, you know, badass chick, not really stereotypical, you know, like big and, you know, strong and fighting and whatever. And then like role model type of thing. And then she follows it up with that, dude. And I mean, it's fucking like Jon Favreau's killing it with this series anyway. So he can come up with a better character like in his sleep, but you know, just insane.
I can't fathom how these people like how they get sucked into this.
Mm-hmm.
Like QAnon and I'm more baffled at Trumpism just for how can someone give a shit about a politician so much?
Yeah.
It's like I could give two shits about any politician.
Any other human who's not one I brought into this earth. You know,
I get Obama and I get Kamala Harris now because, you know, they were the first. So, you know,
sure,
there's a reason to get behind them. But any white person in politics, I could give zero fucks about anything they do. I just don't understand how people upend their lives to support a politician. It just doesn't make sense to me.
I mean, part of the game is like 75% of the shit you say is just false. And or misleading at best. And so
hey, like, I will what? Not, I
like, you know,
I will that. Not mislead the people of Douglas County when I run.
Yeah. You'll be real straightforward with that.
Mm-hmm.
Except Bernie keeps it 100.
I can't wait to watch you run against Alex Scarlatos. That'll be fun.
I'm going to crush Scarlatos.
Oh, I can't wait for that too. Well, no. So you guys are, I mean, you're going as GOP, right? You're not in Douglas County if you're a Democrat. So.
Oh, I'll be in the GOP for sure.
Yeah, okay.
Do I have to actually live in Douglas County to run there?
Yeah.
I think that's part of the rules.
I can't DeFazio it and live on my yacht. And...
Right. Once you get into office, you can live.
Oh, all right.
You gotta live wherever you want. But
right.
To run, you gotta live there.
Hey, right. once you get that congressman money, just move to Hawaii and run your district from
Yep. From all right. Then I'm good.
Sounds like a plan. Yeah, district has been super warm lately. It's crazy. What's going on? You know, the ocean breeze in Douglas County. All right, so how you feeling after the Super Bowl, King? Like,
oh, I'm fine.
Yeah.
I mean,
so it was I looked this up before we started. The last time the Chiefs scored 9 points or fewer was November 19th of 2017 in a 12-9 loss to the Giants. Like,
sounds like an Alex Smith kind of game.
It was. I remember that game.
That sounds like an Alex Smith game.
Yep. By the way, like you know, this game aside, that's an incredible fucking run. Like, that's amazing that the Chiefs have
wasn't some stupid Mahomes scored like 28 plus in like 21 to 22 games or something like that? Some ridiculous stat
never
like that.
He had never lost by double figures in his in his career.
He's barely lost in his career.
Man, like, and I gotta say, you know, if you're gonna, nobody on earth expected this game, that game to go that way. Not even Tom Brady. Like, if they say they did, they're a fucking liar. Like, nobody thought the Chiefs would score 9 points, 3 field goals, 0 touchdowns. That's insane. I will say, you know, we probably should have seen this coming. Like, the Bucks are good. Like, the Bucks have a lot of really good players. Tom Brady at 43, you know, oldest player to ever play in a Super Bowl, let alone like win one. Like, he's still Tom Brady. Like, at no point this season was he Peyton Manning at the end of his career. You know, he made some dumb fucking throws, threw some bad interceptions. Like, sure, but he still could sling it. He still put up huge numbers this year. Like,
did you hear the best Tom Brady stat ever about coming into the game? I think coming into the game, he had 19 touchdown passes in the Super Bowl. Did you hear that stat comparing him to Jake Delhomme in Super Bowls?
No. Oh, I want to hear this.
So it was Jake Delhomme who lost to Tom Brady. Mm-hmm. I think either threw 3 or 4 touchdowns in that Super Bowl. And Tom Brady coming into the game and throw 19. Jake Delhomme had more yardage on touchdown passes in the Super Bowl on 4 than Brady did on 19.
So all of Brady's like Super Bowl touchdowns were like.
And what were they again on Sunday?
Passes to Gronk, by the way. Yeah. He and Gronk now have the most touchdown passes in Super Bowl history.
Like, that first one was funny because that's the exact same shitty pass Oregon played against USC. But it was, I heard that stat, and then he comes out and he throws like 3 touchdowns for a combined 19 yards. And I'm like, this guy just
like throwing underhand, two-handed touchdown passes to Gronk. Oh, yeah, sure. Here.
Yeah. I was concerned. Well, coming into the game, like the weekend of the game, right? Obviously, when the Britt Reed stuff came out, I was like, well, I know coaches compartmentalize stuff, but you know what? The Chiefs are down a coach. Whatever. I don't think he doesn't make a huge difference on the field. That's not my thing.
Yeah.
But I was like, but the head coach now knows that his son is probably going to jail. 48 hours before the game. Probably not the best for focus.
No.
And then there was the whole Mike Remmers thing, which I just was choosing to ignore, even though technically, if you listen to PFF, he was the worst tackle in Super Bowl history 5 years ago when he played for the Panthers against the Broncos. And you want to know what? He may have been worse.
Even worse.
And I know he's supposed to be a backup. I get that. But woof. Dude, any resistance? Like, any.
I mean,
very, very underplayed how much Fisher was missed. Like, they barely talked about that in the game. Like, during the
game.
Which
is fair. I don't think we need to dwell on it.
But still.
Did Mahomes have the greatest underrated game of all time there? Because they said he was getting – someone was in his face within a second every snap.
Yeah.
And then on top of that –
every snap. Yeah. Every snap. Right side
on top of that play. He makes two of some of the most ridiculous plays I've ever seen that hits a guy in the face in the end zone for non-touchdowns.
It. Yeah.
The second one of him, like, vertical 4 inches off the ground throwing that ball that hits him is – if that guy would have caught that, would have been probably the best throw at pass and catch ever.
Yeah. Well, Mahomes is very good.
Yeah.
No, so I'm not going to be – you know, I'm the Chiefs guy. You know, I'm not going to be the one who's saying to, like – I know it's a narrative out there, but I'm not going to beat the drum that, well, actually, Pat Mahomes played great. Like, he played good because if the Chiefs line was caving in the Bucks line like they were. Tom Brady is sacked 9 or 10 times.
Yeah. Well,
like
you know, if that's Alex Smith, do they score any points?
Right. That like yeah. that game was a David Carr Texans game. Mm-hmm. Whereby the second quarter, you're like, man, is he gonna break a bone? Like he's been sacked six times. But what killed me coming out of it was the people that are like, man, can you just imagine that if Mahomes didn't score 21 points in 5 minutes in the last Super Bowl, what a loser he'd be. I'm like, why are we doing this? Like, what? Stephen A. Smith, why are you hopping on ESPN and being like, this is a stain on his resume? And if last year didn't happen the way it did, we'd have a whole different discussion.
This is Mahomes' third year?
As a starter. Third as a starter.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, all right. It's our stain.
Well, and even the lead up to it when, you know, the ESPN and Fox, whatever, they were doing the goat talk. I'm like, he's played 50 games. Like, honestly, like, why are we doing this?
He's actually playing against the goat. Like, stop it.
Like, we know he's more talented than Brady.
He's
more talented than Brady.
He's got 12 more years until you can start having that discussion, you know? Unless he wins a Super Bowl every year. Because Brady now has more Super Bowl wins than every other franchise in NFL history. Like,
well, and that's the thing about the post-Super Bowl
like
coverage that killed me, is they were like, well, Chiefs dynasty, Mahomes, done. It's over. Like, I mean, we're talking first take. They do it for effect. And then I'm starting to, and you look around and you're like, wait a minute. Like, Joe Montana lost two straight years in the playoffs, like 49-3 and like 28-9 in the late 80s. Like, Tom Brady went 10 straight years without winning a Super Bowl. He was 1-3 against Manning in the AFC Championship game, which is something that kind of gets lost in the shuffle.
Well, that's the only thing that really is the talk about. For Manning to get in the Hall of Fame.
And he was like 0-2 against Joe Flacco in the playoffs. Lost to Mark Sanchez at home in the playoffs. Like we just – and I totally get it. It's Stephen A. and Max and Skip and Shannon. You got to do it. I get it. We just don't even allow for like the game. That was football. Like that was just, it wasn't a crushing loss. It basically was.
Should have been
worse. One team had a defensive line that was coming in on a heater.
Yeah.
One team had an offensive line that was absolute shit.
Yeah.
And the team on with the line on a heater caved in the other one. That's football. Yep. That happens. We saw them play a game 62 days ago when the Chiefs were healthy. And I'm not playing that game like the Chiefs are bad. They lost the game that matters.
Yeah.
But we saw what happens. They threw for 500 yards and kind of let their foot off the gas, and the Bucks made it fake close.
Yeah.
It happens. It just – we just can't allow – like, it's basic football. If your line is going to destroy the other on every single
play, all it is. It's all it is.
Yeah. Every pass play, you're going to win. And that's not an indictment on Mahomes. I know people are making that thing on even Tyreek and Kelce. It's not even really an indictment on them. They dropped two safeties. The Bills did the same thing. Yeah. I mean, frankly, a lot of teams have done it this year because it's smart. It's just what happened. The Bucs' D-line was on fire. That's football. Yeah.
Well, normally you double Tyreek, you take him out of it, it leaves Kelce or Hardman or somebody open.
Yeah.
And, but you know, Mahomes has to have the time to be able to see those guys and get the ball to them. And he didn't. Like Jason Pierre-Paul against Rick Remmers every single play. It was every single play.
And Vitavea wrecked every play up the middle too.
Oh my God. Their front is the most underrated part of their whole team. Like it's really good. Like Vea, you have Ndamukong Suh, you have Jason Pierre-Paul. Like those are
Shaq Barrett,
legitimate star defensive players in the NFL, in the whole league, not just on that team.
Where was this defense last year with Jameis? Was Jameis just throwing so many picks that I think Jameis
had 35 turnovers last year.
He had a 40-40 season.
That's right. Jesus.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Fucking Conseco up in this bitch. Just 40-40.
For real though.
Oh, but what, like, kind of going back to the first takeization of the post game, is they're like, what? Brady's the GOAT. Lock and key can never be changed. Mahomes, oh, he just can't face a tough D line. I'm like, no one can. Brady lost two Super Bowls to a Giants team that allowed like 12 points a game because the D line clamped them. That's football.
I got an immediate correction, by the way. Jameis had a 30-30 season in
2023. Okay.
Those 33 touchdowns, 30 interceptions. So 30 is so many intercepts.
So many intercepts.
He's going to be starting QB next year, baby. Ooh. Just think of him in New Orleans.
No.
Might go 40-40 next year.
No. Taysom Hill starts over Jameis Winston. 100%.
Neither of them should start. Neither of them are actually good quarterbacks.
We'll see.
What's been worse talk, the whole, like, you're the narrative that, you know, Mahomes is washed, you know, he's lucky he got one kind of thing. I think the worst thing is people saying Brady's the greatest athlete of all time. I've seen a lot of big talk about that.
Yeah, and that's dumb.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen.
He's like one of the worst athletes ever. he's the best quarterback ever.
The whole thing, everyone throws up, you know, his rings. It's like, all right, Bill Russell can't even fill his fucking, he fills both hands up with rings.
Well, and what
Serena and Fed, I mean.
What cracks me up about that argument is when you got online and you would see Bleacher Report, whoever, they're doing that, you know, goat of goats. And they're basically playing it on a linear line of rings, right? Yeah. Except for Bill Russell, right?
Or bring up any of the Yankees.
Or Tiger Woods, because Jack Nicklaus wasn't on any of those graphics. No. And everyone else, they're just playing the rings argument. And then they conveniently are like, not with those guys.
Was it Yogi's got Yogi. 10 or 11?
Yeah, too? Yogi Berra, dude. Is he the best athlete ever?
There's maybe probably more than a dozen Yankees that have more than Brady.
I saw this earlier. I can't remember who the number one is.
I think Yogi's the most in.
Like, Yogi was second, and then, like, Mickey Mantle was up there. He had 9 or something. Like, Yogi was double digits, though. It was, like, 11 titles. Like, fuck. Like, can you imagine being alive during that time, like, of baseball, and, like, you're a fan of, like, another team? Like, there's no point. Or I guess the Celtics could be a thing, too, you know? Like, when the Celtics had their dynasty, it's like there's no point in being a fan of another team. Like, you're never going to win it. Or it's similar with the Patriots, but again, you said, like, they went a long time without titles.
10 years.
Yeah, 10 years.
So, I mean, I guess it's different, but it's like, shit, man. Like, do you reserve yourself in the fact that you're just never going to win a title. And so it's like, all right, well, let's get there. And so we can lose to the Yankees. Like, all right, we did it, guys. That's a successful season.
Well, it's kind of like college football right now.
Yeah.
Hey, let's get in so you can lose to Alabama or Clemson.
Yeah, let's make a playoff.
Or every 5 years, Ohio State.
And hopefully you don't draw Alabama in the semifinal.
Yes.
Yeah.
I heard I can't remember what show it was. I think it was Jim Rome. I don't know, but it was just this isolated, like, 2-minute clip of someone who called in on the sports line. Ooh. It was like, you're talking about fake goats. Rocket Richard of the Montreal Canadiens. He won the most rings. And just went on this minute long rant about
that actual person or Rocket, or you just make that name?
No, I'm pretty sure it was Rocket Richard.
Rocket Richard. Like
some French Canadian.
Yes. Obviously. Like the 50s or something. And it was just so funny because this guy just
Maurice Richard. Definitely from Montreal.
Very serious.
Talking like a pirate.
Gar, Maurice Richard. 13 titles in hockey.
Eight.
That's it? It's 8?
Yeah. We won 5 straight, though. Record 5.
Well, I mean.
Hey, while you're searching stuff, look up Yankee with the most titles. It's not Ruth. Or is it?
I think it's Yogi.
No, Yogi was second. I definitely remember seeing that Yogi was second.
Let's see.
Oregon trying to fucking blow a win against Arizona State right now.
Sure looks like it.
Boy, they had like a 20-point lead earlier, I think. Holy shit. Boy, like the women's team, by the way, like got fucking boat raced by Arizona the other day.
Like, so
been a Yogi's, while since we've seen that.
Yogi's got 10 and DiMaggio's got 9.
DiMaggio. Oh,
they're one. They're 1-2.
Shit. Oh, you know what? The list I was looking at, it might have been like most all-time titles, and I think it was Russell. So I think the person I'm thinking who was ahead was Russell. All right. All right, cool. Then Yogi. Makes sense. Sweet.
Joe DiMaggio.
Got to the bottom of it.
Mr. Coffee.
So did you guys think
that was, maybe that was Mickey Mantle. I think that was Mickey Mantle.
Mantle would, yeah. He was smoking his cig out in fucking the outfield. And
Mr. Coffee?
Yeah.
What's that about?
You know, the brand, Mr. Coffee.
Like actual, like you did drink coffee?
No, like the, well, I mean, I guess the coffee maker.
Okay. Yeah. I've never heard of that. Like he was a spokesperson for coffee.
He was
Mr. Coffee.
He was Mr. Coffee.
Man, that's wonderful. Should have been like Mr. Vodka and Heaters as well.
Mr. Liver Disease is what it turned out.
Okay. Right. Poor so you guys, Nick. You guys see the video of Brady throwing the trophy from?
Okay, it was DiMaggio who was Mr. Coffee.
Okay,
was it DiMaggio?
That makes more sense. Do you guys see the video of Brady throwing the trophy from boat to boat?
Yeah.
So the risk there. I don't know this. Like I don't know that anybody knows this. Does the Super Bowl trophy float? Because it can't.
It looks like a fucking.
So he fucking throws it. What happens if it slips out? I know, like I realize Brady has 7 rings and he has like 7 Super Bowl trophies that he can just kind of go see whenever he wants.
Oh, someone's jumping in the boat or jumping into the bay if that falls in.
Like make Brady put on the fucking scuba gear and go get that shit. Like I would play total dad move on that, you know? It's like, no, motherfucker, you threw it, you go get it. Like shit, he's like, I'm Tom.
That would have been what a story.
I don't care who you are, son. Get your ass in there.
Brady throws the trophy in the ocean as a dive down to get it and drowns.
Because he was fucking
wasted.
That'd be the best story ever. Or Gronk just jumps in without scuba gear. Doesn't that sound like a Gronk thing?
Why don't they have like valets to them like the Stanley Cup does? I think whenever the Stanley Cup goes out, there's like 2 people that are always within like touching distance of it to make sure people don't do dumb. Yeah, essentially Secret Service of the trophy.
No, there's no way. Because remember Ovechkin.
Not his story.
Ovechkin was like sleeping with it, right? So are you saying that like sleeping on the couch next to Ovechkin?
I think when it leaves someone's house,
right?
I think 2 guys come ushered, with it to right. like usher it. The post Stanley Cup like party, I think there's people there.
Oh, because like, you got to do a lot of work before you're handing it off to somebody else. Like, oh man, the amount of fluids that end up on and in that thing, like, Jesus. Yeah, I would be curious. Like, one day maybe we'll find out, but like the amount of orgies the Stanley Cup has seen, you know, because if every player gets a turn with it.
Wristers.
Yep. Wicked wristers.
Lap shots. Let's go. Oh, God. All right. So I don't really have much more in terms of sports unless you guys want to talk some basketball. It looks like the Ducks are like actually pulling away now.
Well, the Blazers are rocking those city jerseys tonight, which aren't.
Looks like you're rocking one of those city jerseys tonight.
I'm rocking an old school Zeebo jersey. Okay,
fair enough.
But I don't mind these weird brown, orange, and red striped city unis they got.
They're fine.
I actually don't mind them in play.
The shorts are fire.
Yeah.
I want a pair of those shorts. The only thing about the script Oregon on it that I don't quite get is like I know they're going after the white stag building font, but like mm-hmm. The G on it, it like not being a full like loop connected loop on the jersey is a little much for me. I'm like, does it have to be that authentic to where They didn't connect the G because that's not how they did it on the sign, because there was a white stag jumping up. On, I don't know. I don't hate him, though.
I'm trying to find like a picture of today's game just so I can see him. I got ducks on my TV, so.
Fine. I mean, it's the same one from when it dropped like 4 months ago.
Yeah, but it's the first time they've worn them.
Mm-hmm. I remember we talked about them. I just can't remember. Do, 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 do. Rip City. The Spirit of Oregon jerseys. Oh, yeah, there they are. Oh, yeah, the one. So they just say Oregon on them?
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, all right. I'm not a fan of the Oregon thing, honestly. Yeah, the shorts are great, though.
You don't like that it says Oregon or the font?
Both.
Really?
I mean, the font might be okay with another word that's not Oregon, but I don't like the way it looks.
I mean, they play in Oregon. Really...
They do. Thank you.
Well, they're just trying to reach out.
Oh, Mr. Geography over here.
I mean, I'm just telling you.
I remember you bringing up that, like, it's got like the topographical lines in it.
Kind of does, yeah.
You can't quite see it on TV.
No.
That's why I want a pair of the shorts at least, because I want to be able to see those.
Yeah, the shorts
those
are
elevation lines.
Yeah. I can't tell. Are they? You think they're elevation lines or tree lines? Ooh. Like the inside of a tree? I know. I'm sure we can look it up, but Nike has some flowery, ridiculous corporate fucking explanation.
Oh,
I'm sure they got
like. Oh, they're probably like a 5-paragraph.
And the lines running down the jersey cut deep in the heart of the Spirit of Oregon, much like the redwoods and the sequoias, deep in the Willamette Forest. You know, whatever.
Oh, Willamette. Jesus. Oof. Yeah, the shorts are – and by the way, it's definitely – there's definitely like Native American – like imagery built into there too.
Yes, that I forget what it is, but something about like every time one gets sold, a certain amount goes to a Native American.
We went over this. I totally forget all of the information though. We talked about everything about these jerseys.
That was way early. That was like first couple episodes back.
Yeah. The comeback. Okay, let's get to our list. So Valentine's. So even when I've been in relationships, which I am not now, I've been married before, I have never really liked the quote unquote holiday. Never been a fan of it. It just seemed disingenuous and, you know, whatever. You guys ever been into it?
No, but you still participate.
Participate. Yeah. Of course you have
to. Participate to not be in the fucking doghouse is the only reason. Because on it's a stupid holiday.
That's no way to have a holiday, man.
I wish
you don't get in trouble. Like shit.
It'd be a lot cooler if this was, you know, the '50s and you don't have to do shit for 364 days. But as long as you did Valentine's Day and their birthday right, you were fucking good.
All that mattered, right? Man. But, now it's a year round thing with these dames.
It's fucking broads.
Broads wanting love and affection.
Jeez. Hussies.
Ugh. Gross. All right, so what's our list, Kay?
Valentine's Day influence/adjacent athlete names.
All right, the only one I know. So, if are we doing a top three list? Because I got like a big, I got a bunch.
I think we just throw names out. Yeah.
All right, I like it.
This one was hard because I was trying to just find like things Valentine's Day E to use even as for a name.
Speaking of hard, I'm gonna lead off with Richie Sexton. No, all right.
Wait,
was that? What was that? Do it again. Where's that? Is that like the Undertaker bell?
Taco Bell.
Oh, okay. Run for the border. Okay. Gotcha. Think outside the bun. Was that it?
On Valentine's, you're inside the buns.
There you go.
So you guys,
all right, I'll go. I got a Flo Hartenstein.
Ooh, that's good. There you go. That's a much better sound effect for this. For everything. That's good, Brett. By the way, because there's a whole bunch of hearts, and like it's super cliche to go with the heart one. Flo Hartenstein's fantastic. Good word.
My first one is what you want to hear on Valentine's Day night. Big Poppy.
There you go. How about a little Romeo Crennel? Yeah. No. Okay. No point.
What do you give your lady on the day? You give her some candy Alamar.
It's good. Sound effect machine is broken. Boing! There you go.
Oh, cricket.
I do have a candy one, though.
Candy Maldonado.
Real, yes. Yeah. MLB Hall of Famer, Candy Cumming.
No.
Look it up. Candy Cumming, MLB pitcher.
That is a 1910 name, if I've ever.
I think
heard
30s. I think 30? I think 30s.
Jeez. That guy was in the aughts for sure.
If anything about your name was come after the like after the 50s, you changed your fucking name, even if it's your last name. How about we just go Derek Rose? Huh? Huh? Huh?
Seemed a little low-hanging fruit there.
Of course. A lot of these are low-hanging fruit. Yeah, right. I mean, we all have one that we're going to, like, one of us is going to say eventually. We all know what it is already.
All right, I'll have you, Cupid hit you with Bronson's arrow, yo.
You did the boom.
Eddie Lacy Underpants.
Underpants, man. I did not go as deep as you guys. Raul Casanova, huh? Boing. Yeah.
All right, I got a ex Sox GM Ben Sherbington. the amount of reaches I had to go here is just.
Did you say Cherubington?
Cherubington.
Cherubington.
Yeah. So, Cherubington.
What's cherub again?
Cherub, those little fat babies.
Angels.
They're little fat babies.
I don't know if that's true.
Tennessee Titans legend, Samari role play.
All right, I'm going to get the obvious ones out here. So let's do Ron Darling. I like Davis Love the Third because it's two more than Kevin Love, right? And Bobby Valentine is obviously.
I had old Bobby V on there.
That's the one I was referring to earlier. Everybody has Bobby Valentine, of course.
I got a Mariner great Mike Flowers.
It's good. Few flowers, the Brandon Flowers or whatever, the Chiefs guy.
Yeah, there's actual flowers there. Yeah.
Steve Sachs. Kenny G. Steve Sachs.
Oh man. Oh man. Have you guys seen that the Michael Bolton Valentine's Day spectacular thing on Netflix? It was released like a couple
can't
years.
Can't say that I have.
It was released a couple years ago. It was made by what's his face? Andy Samberg. Like their crew, Lonely Island guys, like made it. It's legitimately very funny. I highly recommend it.
Was he just like serenading you or what?
It's like Michael Bolton is like the host, but he plays it like it's a comedy. But as if he's being serious, it's like really, he does actually a really good job. And then they bring it, it's like one like dumb fake romantic skit after another. And it's very funny. You kind of got to watch it. I've never really seen anything like it before.
It's a trip. My list is over. If you guys got more,
I got one more. That's okay. It.
All right, go ahead.
I got Ben Freaky in the Sheets.
We've all been there. Jonathan Quick-E.
Quick-see.
Oh, no. When things are getting really hot and heavy, late and deep on Valentine's Day night, Dick Butkus.
Hey, got to do what you got to do, man.
Samari Roll has a brother named Samari Foreplay, and he was the catcher for Raleigh Fingers. Oregon State and Kansas City.
Hang on. Did you wrote that shit out, didn't you?
Well, no, like, I didn't.
Oh, no, I got to get him with this one.
I'm just connecting the names.
Into Raleigh Fingers, am I right?
Am I right? Well, I mean, Raleigh Fingers comes before Beaver and safety legend Reggie Tongue.
Comes before Reggie Tongue. All right. You got any more, dude?
Not really. Daryl Strawberry, whatever. We're done.
Daryl Chocolate Covered Strawberries, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right, I did some trivia this week for the first time in a very long time. Just because Valentine's Day trivia is easy to find, and so I didn't have to do a heck of a lot of work for it, if I'm being completely honest.
How much fucking trivia could there be for Valentine's Day?
Oh, man.
How are we going to know any of this?
Yeah. No.
St. Peter. No,
it's all guessing. This is all guessing, 100%. Didn't talk Super Bowl commercials. Maybe we can end with that or something, if you want to. There was really only one that I came away from
the Super Bowl. Save it for the end.
Okay, we'll save
it for the end.
Save it for the end. All right, cool. Nice little tease.
Close your eyes and look at the ceiling. Last a little longer. Valentine's Day. Let's go.
All right, so Valentine's Day trivia. Who wants to start?
I'll start, whatever.
There you go. Okay.
Hallmark.
You guys might know a couple of these. Other than that, it's going to be complete 100% guessing. All right. Cupid comes from Greek mythology.
Oh, God. Thank you. I didn't know where you're going with that.
What is Cupid's name in Greek mythology?
Backshot.
Surprisingly, it's not. Crazy, crazy, right?
Weird.
Ski your options. Kupos, Euros, and Thronos.
Thanos? I'm gonna go Thanos.
Not Thanos, not one of the options.
Not Thanos?
Nope.
I don't know. The second one, was it Eros? Eros? It is. Something like that?
It is that. Yeah. You've definitely heard that before. At some point in your life, you have heard that before. It was deep, dark, deep.
Oh, that's why he shoots arrows. I get it.
Yeah, it's totally spelled like that, too. It's A-R-R-O-W-S. Yeah. It's not that. Skeet. Which company invented the first Valentine's Day candy box? So it'd be a chocolate company.
C's candy?
It's not C's. King, your options. Cadbury, Hershey's, or Godiva?
Godiva.
It's actually Cadbury. Ooh. Yeah, surprising. Okay, King. Those chalky candies with words on them. Nobody actually likes them, but they have been the staple of Valentine's Day since 1901. What are those called?
Sweethearts.
They are sweethearts. So
that 33 cents still.
Yeah.
So I actually looked this up. It said they almost went away in 2019, like the company almost folded or something. But they made a comeback last year only to announce that only 20% of the new ones that they make have words on them because they apparently couldn't afford to do the words. or something like that. Fucking insane. Anyway, so
that sounds like something that come out in 1901 that they call a suite. Oh, here's a nice treat for you.
They started as like lozenges, and then they weren't heart shaped. They started out as lozenges, and then eventually they changed to the heart shape, and eventually they added words on them. They're fucking so terrible. They're terrible.
So I just use one right now as a throat lozenge.
I mean, no.
Is what you're saying.
I don't. I think they've changed like a little bit since then, but that's what they started as. Yeah. I know way too much about these now. All right.
Do you think was a better throat lozenge? Sweethearts in 1901 or whatever, or right now Sucrets, or not Sucrets. Oh, what are they called? Ludens.
Well, I imagine like the chalkiness of the Sweethearts back in 1901 came from the cocaine that it was like laced in. So
that's a good point.
Probably that.
That's a good point.
I'm gonna say the old Sweethearts, because like everyone had like the black lung back then. If it actually did something, it was probably pretty potent.
I don't know, man. Ludens are pretty bomb. They have not helped a single person feel better with an ailment. But man, that cherry hits.
It sure does. It sure does.
You can keep your Ricola. Give me a Ludens, baby. I don't actually want to feel better.
The antiseptic taste of cherry. Mm, that's a really specific taste, man. All right, so this one's Ski, right? Yeah. Wait.
No.
No. No, it's King, because he just got the second guess. Okay. Wait. No, whose turn is it?
Wait, what was
the last one?
What was the last question? Oh, it was Sweet. Was it
Sweetheart?
Yeah,
you guys were right, first try. Okay, all right, Ski. Flower people may know this. Sweet. Let's see if you guys have ever just bought this for anybody. What is it called? Or what's it called when a single rose is surrounded by baby's breath? So those little like white flowers or whatever. Ooh. So if you go and buy that, what is it called?
Kiss by rose on the grave.
Seal? Is it called seal?
I think it's grain, isn't it? I don't think it's grave.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's a rose on the grave.
It's gotta be. Yeah, it's gotta be grave, right?
No, I'm pretty sure it's grain.
Why are you putting roses on a grain?
Look, man, I don't know, but I'm pretty sure he's not talking about getting kissed by a rose on the grave.
Well, that's kind of romantic, actually.
Yeah, it depends on the person, I guess. All right, Ski, do you know what it's called?
I do not. Like, at all.
All right, so King, your options. Is it the Felicity, the signature rose, or the Mamma Mia?
Well, I compare you to a kiss from a rose on the gray.
On the gray?
On the gray.
Like gray, yes. Like the color gray?
G-R-E-Y, on the gray.
I mean, I guess Seal was right. There is so much a man can tell you, so much he can say.
So much he can say.
You know what, Ski?
You remain.
My power. My pleasure, my pain.
My pain,
baby.
Me like a grown.
Sorry, Alex.
I fucking love that song, dude.
And did you know that when it snows?
Tell me, is it healthy, baby? King, your options.
Oh,
wait, I gave you the option. Right. Yeah. Do you need
a Mamma Mia?
It is a signature rose. That's what it's called.
That was my second guess.
Yeah. Mamma Mia and Felicity are actually rose bouquets, apparently, though. Or not rose bouquets, like flower bouquets. I don't want to say bouquet again. All right, Ski. Wait, no, King.
No,
Ski.
King.
I can't keep checking this shit. All right, King, which incredibly popular website, now owned by Google, debuted Valentine's Day in 2005? Owned by Google. Arguably.
EdibleArrangement.com.
Arguably the most popular website in the world.
Ask Jeeves.
What's your guess?
no idea.
All right. Ski, your options. Reddit, YouTube, or Blogger?
YouTube.
That is correct. YouTube debuted Valentine's Day, 2005. All right, Ski. Which state produces most of America's red roses? Think of where roses could grow, temperature.
It certainly ain't Washington.
California?
It is California. Good guess. King, which state has the most chocolate makers?
Texas.
Incorrect. Your options, Ski.
Seems Pennsylvania.
Your options are Pennsylvania.
No, Hershey squashes all of them. They got to.
Yeah. I'm just going Pennsylvania. That's all I go.
It is California.
Oh, see, I went big state, you know, yeah. They just had California. Mm-hmm. I was like, well, people in Texas have hypertension and
recreation right there by Barack. Jesus.
Yeah, two Californias back to back, right? You like that? Uh-huh. All right, so it is whose turn?
Mine.
Yeah, okay. This is a true or false.
Ooh.
More women buy Valentines than men.
True.
Very true. 85.
Absolutely true.
85% bought by women.
Thirsty.
Yeah.
Thirsty.
Clearly. Jeez. Settle down, ladies. Ugh. I saw like when I was
trying to ask us how our day is going before you buy us Valentine's. Okay,
honestly,
is that too much to ask, women?
God, how about a little respect?
Sheesh!
I saw
trying to buy off love, aren't they?
Right.
Yeah, you know what? Some things are they're more in depth than just these physical objects you get, you know, a couple days a year.
Yeah, what I'm like this sexual being. That you just need to it's like, what am I, a prostitute? You're like buying me on Valentine's Day?
You know what? You're an orchid. Bloom, Alex. Bloom.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, brother. Thank you. Oh, God. So I saw when I was looking this up, I saw it was something like 25% of women just buy themselves Valentine's on Valentine's Day, too. So yeah, that's the thing.
God, that's sad. I'm sorry.
Well, what's considered a Valentine? I mean, a single guy could go buy some booze. I mean,
flowers, chocolate.
I mean,
I'll say, at Safeway and shit. I'm buying all that leftover chocolate a couple days after.
Yeah, I was gonna say, get that.
Fine.
Yeah.
Not the same thing.
get that discount chocolate.
But, I mean, that nice Valentine's gift to yourself of a bottle of Wild Turkey or something. I mean, then might even out a little bit with men and women.
Treat yourself. I just imagine you sitting back in a recliner with a glass of Wild Turkey. Man, I love me some me.
A great Valentine's Day right there. Shit.
Just Wild Turkey by yourself.
Yeah.
I'm fucking watch a Rambo movie. Getting real.
Final Blood.
Getting real romantic. Final Blood.
Instead, all people in couples get stuck watching Love Actually and,
Sleepless in Seattle.
Yeah. Having to go out and fucking get dinner together.
There are some good movies in that genre, if we're being honest.
Sure, of course.
The Notebook is a classic.
Ooh, I saw part of that. I was not into it. Not into that one. I generally agree with you, though. Notebook wasn't for me, though.
Sweet Home Alabama.
There you go. A little Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm always in for some Reese Witherspoon, for sure. All right, so King, it's your turn. True or false? Women prefer chocolate over flowers as gifts.
I'll say true, because chocolate lets go of endorphins and stuff.
And it's fucking chocolate.
I don't like chocolate.
Yes, it's true. The National Confectioners Association did a survey.
Well, okay.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. That's like going, hey, do people prefer drinking water or smoking heroin? Heroin. This was brought to you by the Heroin Growers Association.
Heroin Association. Yep. So we're just gonna. We're just gonna go.
That's great. I believe it. Just the source cracks me up.
Oh yeah, it's the old.
It's obviously true, but the National Confectioners Association probably asked, like, as part of like an exit survey, "Hey, like, did you enjoy your purchase? Do you like chocolate more than flowers?" Yeah, you know what? I think I do.
That's great.
This is brought to you by Big Tobacco. Smoking, it's healthy for you.
Yeah.
4 in 5 doctors prescribe Camel Nut filters.
All right. Last one here is for Ski. In what play did Shakespeare refer to Valentine's Day? One play he referred to Valentine's Day out of all of them.
Midsummer's Night Dream?
Nope. Good guess, though. Your options, King, are Hamlet, Romeo and Juliet, and Antony and Cleopatra.
Well, I've been to Ashland, which is home of...
That means you're... Insta-thespian.
So you am a thespian.
You know the answer to this, obviously.
So, I mean, it's clearly Hamlet.
It is Hamlet. Yes, good job. No, I know. We all knew that one. Sorry. Easiest question for last. I was just running out of questions. All right, I'm going to...
My second guess was Catcher in the Rye.
Let's see. I'm gonna read some of the Immortal Bard here. Tomorrow is Saint Valentine's Day. All in the morning betime, and I, a maid at your window, to be your Valentine. Then up he rose and donned his clothes and dupped the chamber door, let in the maid that out a maid never departed more. There you go. Shakespeare, Hamlet.
Overrated.
Yeah, I mean, Shakespeare's big thing is, like, for me, is that he created a bunch of words, which I appreciate. Like, a bunch of words. I think we might have, like, touched on this before. I don't really remember. But, like if you Google it, like, the words that Shakespeare created, it's like, a good, like, maybe 35% of the words we use today. Like, he just...
What are your favorite words that Shakespeare made up?
Well, that's the thing. I gotta get the list here. Here, you guys.
I think
Phil. While I get,
I know what mine is.
Okay.
DiCaprio, Danes, and Leguizamo.
There you go. Leguizamo is my favorite.
I mean, that's kind of what I was going with. The facial hair is kind of quasi Leguizamo from Romeo and Juliet.
It's pretty good, actually.
Good movie.
That's a good point. Here, I'll just do a few.
That was not a good movie.
Let's what? No, that was a good movie. Back out.
That was a very bad
movie. For like 1997 off of Shakespeare.
That's where you take your
date. Would you rather watch Taming of the Shrew? Like, what are we doing here? was it not like true to the depth and the tone of Billy Shakes?
Were they in L.A. or something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, it was modern. It wasn't back in the 1500s.
Dude. Like the Capulets.
They had gunfights at the gas station.
Yeah. Capulets were rolling with those out. Like brr, 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 like the gold chopper. Guns, dude. Boo, boo, boo. Bro.
22.
The 22 was had good. Talk,
no. What? If they had him talk normal, you could say it could have been good.
Oh, it was good.
But then it's not Shakespeare. Talk normal. Listen to yourself.
Yeah,
can talk you American motherfuckers.
Read a book.
That was Dogma. Like that was Dogma. Like that's what that would have been.
Read a book. All right.
I was gonna say, was like 10 Things I Hate About You. Isn't that a?
That's a good movie too.
There you go. That's a good era.
Rest in peace.
R.I.P.
All right. According to the Oxford English Dictionary, Shakespeare created these words: bandit, critic, dwindle, to elbow something, like elbow as a verb, lackluster. He created the word lonely. Swagger.
He created the word lonely.
He created the word swagger in Midsummer Night's Dream. He also added un in front of a bunch of words that had never been done before. So like uncomfortable, unaware, undress, unreal. That's like
uncrustable.
That's
uncrustable.
Yes.
He definitely invented uncrustable.
Are you reading the same list? Okay. Yeah. You're just jumping way ahead of me. Yeah, so like
okay, well how dumb were people when they were like, you know what, I'm not comfortable, but what am I? I'm uncomfortable. Like I'm just not comfortable.
That's why he was such a big deal back then, is because everybody around him were complete morons.
And like, behold, the man who put un in front of comfortable.
Yeah.
He invented lonely.
Lonely.
How is that possible?
I think he wrote so many books.
I'm sitting here by myself. I just feel so by myself.
I do love like the origin of like that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Because instead of lonely being lonely, could have been, you know what? I'm so vigorous. Like, you know what I mean? Like Lexatorus. Oh, you know what? I am too. I'm so Lexiforus.
Well, I mean, like...
We can make up words, too.
Alone probably existed. And so he probably was just, like, lonely. Like, lone. Just take the lone part.
Again, not helping that time period.
Alone. Lonely.
Lonely.
Lone. I so lone.
No wonder people live... Like, the average lifespan then was, like, 20? 31.
Yeah. Is that like the Industrial Revolution? So everybody's like breathing in that black smoke every breath they take. Nobody has any brain capacity whatsoever.
Hey, we call that West Virginia.
Yeah, they're everybody just like fills up these like tubs of shit as their toilets, and they just like sleep next to them. So they're breathing in the like shit fumes.
And I mean, you were
smoke all the time.
I love that you were like, you like got like a little cough. They're like,
oh, you're dead.
See the doctor, the doctor person, like, oh, you know what? We're going to fix this. We're just going to cut you and have you bleed you some. You'll be good.
Your blood is sick. So we got to get all that blood out of there.
Get that bad blood out.
That was the belief medically for such a long time in the world. Like, remember they tried like the leeches thing too? They'd be like, let's get that blood out of you. It's the blood that's sick. Let's get it out of your body as quick as possible.
It wasn't that long ago when you're like, man, I'm feeling a little depressed. Oh, I'm just going to shock the shit out of you until you're like,
yeah,
until you're comatose, and then you won't feel like depressed.
I think your brain. We got to fix your brain. Let's just like make it so it doesn't work for 10 seconds, and then we'll bring it back. It'll be great.
I think Mike Pence was doing that in like 2009 to gay people.
Oh, so that's how you get the gay out of you.
Like I'm that's not even a joke. It's a thing Indiana was doing.
I don't think he actually did that. I think.
Well, I mean.
He definitely was. He was definitely in favor of it. I remember that being a thing, the conversion therapy or whatever it was. Right?
Maybe we're not much smarter than Shakespeare.
No,
at the time.
No.
We'll just electrocute the gay out of you.
Oh, boy. No, if there's one thing we've learned being around other human beings on a regular basis, is that most of them are fucking idiots. Most feel good saying.
Just go look at Derek Anderson's Twitter feed, and then you'll see how our country is.
That's gone.
He's back.
Back, baby.
He's back. Oh,
yesterday. Yeah, he came back.
He missed it. He missed it, man. What's that? That parlor just wasn't cut it for him. Man, I guess so. Okay.
going on Twitter and saying some dumb shit. Nice way to circle up this show with the Gina Carano thing too. It's like, by the way, I almost did that back in the day. Like, remember that shit? Like when I first started working at my former job, like I called some chick the C word on Twitter and she fucking like went at my boss. Remember that?
Oh, I forgot about
that. She like emailed my boss and was like, I just want you to know, like screen capped it. This is what your guy is saying to people. I was like, you motherfucker. Like,
I completely forgot about that.
So that's, I got rid of Twitter. I was just like, no, fuck that. It's not worth it.
Well, yeah. There's a difference between calling someone a cunt and saying like the Republicans are being persecuted worse than the Jews and during Nazi Germany, a little different.
And in fairness, I do believe like 6 weeks later, it was found out that she was cheating on her fiance. And they
so she is a cunt. All right.
I mean, I'm not going to say it, but I know who you're talking about.
By the way, that is pretty validating to hear 10 years later.
I forgot all about that. Wow, what a saga.
Yeah, what a trip.
Yeah.
Twitter, back when it like
mattered. It was so new then.
Back when it mattered.
Right. Braga starting cancel culture back then.
Yeah, seriously.
Right? Like, they're fucking emailing, like, you get in an interaction with somebody on Twitter, and then you fucking, like, go to the trouble to, like, email their boss and try to get them fired. Like, fuck off. Like, Jesus, I hate that. I mean, unless, it's not like I was being a racist or anything.
I hope your boss was like, who the fuck is this woman saying?
No, literally, he was just like, just don't mention that you work for us. Like, say whatever you want. I don't care. Just don't mention that you work for us anywhere on that page. And I was like, okay, easy enough. And then I was just like, you know what? Twitter's not fun. I'm going to leave it. So then I used it for work for a while and it was fun.
Well, follow our Twitter handles at.
Yeah.
Oh, no, well, we sometime need to get you and Rick Nodgers on here. And yeah. we need to do like a behind the music on your former place of employment.
Yeah, we could do that. That'd be fun.
Change your voices, you know.
Right.
Black out, you know, pixelize your faces.
Or we just like write out, or we record our responses like to each other, like in one recording, and then give it to you, and you guys just like
read out.
Say you act it out as us.
I mean, I miss that era.
That was
an era of Cumulus Sports.
It was a very fun
radio.
Very fun show when it was me, Steve, and Nick. God damn it, that was fun. Very, very fun. Very good radio, in my opinion, too. Oh, well. I have a whole bunch of things I could say about that company that I'm not going to.
Say.
No. Oh, shit, we're running out of time. No. Oh, man.
No.
Yeah.
Steve's great. Don't, you know, we don't need to do that.
I still really like a bunch of the people who are still there. So,
how's Emma doing?
I don't know. I think she had a baby.
Oh.
Which is crazy to me, but yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's still there.
Like, I haven't heard
who
from
works
her in a
there.
While. What's that?
Who works there? Like, just in general, that office building.
I think the only ones who actually go in, like, who are on air, like, Steve still goes in, but I think he's just like, he's literally just by himself. And then the production manager he does his shit from home too. It's a good question. I mean, they have to have some sort of board op there to like be able to connect people. I think I'm not actually sure how the technology works, but yeah, I know the market manager is there still. And I would assume
is Mark Rainey still there or like
retired
from like 2004.
He retired like I want to say 2 or 3 years ago now.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, totally. Got out at the right time. That's for sure. Yeah.
In retirement, I do want to become a classic rock DJ.
Do weddings and bar mitzvahs?
No. That's too high energy. Uh-huh. I just want to hit the button and just tell them, hey, it's 9 o'clock. This? It's the hour of Zep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like the CYD. Just like,
yeah, Sid.
Yeah.
Sid is probably 15 feet away from me right now.
Well, that's who it is. Oh.
Yeah. Oh, CYD is my guy. Oh, he's so great. I can't even stress to you guys enough.
I was joking about getting you and Nick on.
I know.
We somehow need to finagle a way to get like Dennis Nakata and Valerie Steele.
I don't know Valerie. I got nothing on Valerie Steele.
Oh, and who was the other one? Oh, man. She once asked me, what's a blog? I can't remember her name. Storm Kennedy.
Is that where that started? Yes. The what's a blog?
No, we're covering the M's. And she's what's a blog?
We're the M's Media Day. Well. So what do you guys do? Who are you here with? It's like, oh, yeah, we have a blog, sportsbrewery.com. It's like, what's a blog?
That was great. And I actually didn't even know how to describe it. Well, it's just a bunch of dudes that log on and are like, wow.
Yeah. Storm's great
too. Sports!
Storm's great too, by the way. Like, she really is nice. Like, she's fun to be around. All right, so we're running out of time. Let's call it. Till next week, when we have just basketball exclusively to talk about.
Oh, well, baseball's coming up.
Ooh, even better, hit that 3-2 seam.
I could have gone in on some of those Red Sox trades and
Benintendi, go Royals.
Yeah, right.
Redemption for the Chiefs.
All right, so tune in next week when we'll have baseball hot stove.
We'll have Andrew Benintendi talk and Salvador Perez.
Yay. Old Sally.
Yeah.
Kauffman Stadium. Oh boy. And they won it 2015. Anyway.